I'm sitting and watching a woman speak about womanhood, women's strength, she says, women's burdens, and suddenly she's speaking about pregnancy, pregnancy and women's struggles, pregnancy and women's bodies, pregnancy and women's issues, women, girls, and women. I wait to be invited. I, me, once woman, I, me, half woman, part woman, sometimes woman, non-woman, whatever it is I have made myself into, or rather, whatever it is I have finally returned to, shedding the word put onto me when I wasn't looking. I listen and patiently wait my turn. Forbearing and resigned, stepping into this new name means stepping down the ladder, and I can accept that. So women first, we can talk about them first, and I'll come next, or after that, or last even. I'll wait to come last, and we can talk about my body then. But I never come. She finishes, and everyone claps. I clap. My chest is caving into hollow grief, but I clap. I don't know when I found myself on the other side of this glass, fingertips pressed against the window, staring into the room I grew up in, where women enter and wearily put down their grief together. Now I wait at the door, and they peer at me from inside, exchanging apprehensive glances. The time before feels so close sometimes. The time before that was half as happy and twice as simple. I know I could put the costume back on and they would let me back in, and I wonder if there is another world in which this community doesn't cost me anything. But in this world, it costs what it costs, and so I watch a woman dance around my presence. But the truth is, I am no woman, but I can bear children. I can bear the enormous weight of birth, and I must bear the enormous weight of womanhood, because no matter how many times I remove it from my shoulders, the world plucks it up and places it back onto me. Womanhood is an old friend, a companion and captor who took me gently to the horrifying places all of us must visit. She stood watch when those boys put their hands on me on the playground, when that man called me a bitch, when the customer with the wandering eyes trailed them down my chest. I, me, non-woman, carry all of this inside of me, even as I venture away from womanhood, down the path my community built with their blood, through a world that was not built for us. I am not invited in anymore, but I still carry the enormous weight of womanhood. Someone please tell me where I can put it down.